The Me'arat HaMachpelah is how Avraham eternalized the relationship between he, Sarah, and his descendants and the Jewish people, by burying Sarah and eventually himself being buried in that Achuzat Kaver, that burial plot that he had bought, Bekesef Malay. The relationship between us as a people and the land of Israel was concretized. We see this idea very powerfully in the Medrash's discussion of the two words that begin one of our most famous prayers, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When Yaakov's children said it to Yaakov, we understand Shema Yisrael. When Moshe said it to the Jewish people, friends, Romans, countrymen, Jewish people, lend me your ears, we understand the meaning of Shema Yisrael. But who are we speaking to when we say Shema Yisrael? The Medrash says that we are speaking to Yaakov in the Me'arat HaMachpelah, just like Yaakov's children addressed him. We're saying to Yaakov, we continue to identify with the God of Israel, with your beliefs. In fact, the Zohar takes it even further and says, the very famous idea of Chazal that Yaakov Avinu lo met, doesn't say, Parshat Vayechi, that Yaakov died. He didn't die. The Zohar explains, we know that Yaakov has not died because his descendants continue speaking to him and saying Shema Yisrael. Ariel Sharon, in an interview in 2006 about the Me'arat HaMachpelah, he said, can you conceive that one day Jews will not live in Hebron? Sharon responded and said, Ben-Gurion called Hebron Jerusalem's elder sister. If we were a normal nation, when a visitor arrived here, we would take him not to Yad Vashem, but rather to Hebron. We take him to the place where our roots are. No other people has a monument like the tomb of the patriarchs, where Avram and Sarah are buried, and Isaac and Rivka, and Yaakov and Leah. There isn't anything like it. No other people has anything like it. Therefore, under any agreement, Jews will live in Hebron. In fact, he added, even in order to live in Tel Aviv, we need a root in Hebron. Maybe part of what Ariel Sharon meant, and part of it so unique and so beautiful. Americans have Mount Rushmore, right? Where they have Washington, Lincoln, they have the presidents. We have our ancestors, fathers and mothers, where we come from, not only as a people, but biologically, who we look back to in this place, the land of our ancestors. This is what makes Eretz Yisrael the land of our ancestors. Hebron Ir Ha'avot. This time when we're all so far from Israel and it's so hard to visit those kfarim, let's think about how important they are for our identity, our past, and our connection with the land of Israel.